Hello and welcome to The Rib on 101.9 FM CITR in beautiful, now sunny Vancouver. I hope you're enjoying your long weekend, sitting out by the beach or hopefully outside, either way. Today I have a pretty good show set up for you. A lot of long songs today, but stuff you will doubtless enjoy. Here, first, I'm going to be playing something from our feature, a pretty much 25-minute-long track here. It's called, the artists are called Burnt Spoon Duo, and the CD is called Out There in the Sea. This was recorded at 1067, which is a venue just off Granville Street. You have to go through the alley to get to it. It's a very cool little place, very relaxed. They have shows quite frequently, and this one was recorded in February this year. The album is out on Bug Incision Records, and Burnt Spoon Duo is a Canadian group consisting of Scott Munro and Chris Dadge, and they are from Alberta. And it's very much more along the line of the improvised jazz that I have been playing recently, and it's recorded on cassette at 1067. Chris Dadge is very much the organizer of the show. He also has been involved with other musical happenings, such as starting Bug Incision Records, the Bug Incision Presents concert series, and he's currently organizing events in Calgary, as well as performing with many other musicians. Could not find much information on Scott Munro, so if you do know anything about him, you could call in to CITR and let me know. So the first track here that I'm going to be playing is called A Grand Junker. No, and this is recorded at 1067 on Granville. Thank you.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop loungecore.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds fit, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
All right, hello, welcome back to the show. This is Robin, your host on The Rib. And you just heard Burnt Spoon Duo's first track from their album Out There in the Sea, which was recorded at 1067 in Vancouver last February. And I was there actually a couple weeks ago, and I don't think you could have recorded what we heard. There's some people making a ruckus and shouting and actually grabbing the musician's music and like throwing it around. But while I was there, I did manage to talk to Stephen Lyons from Fond of Tigers, and asked him to come in for an interview, and he said yes. So after their East Coast tour, after kids come back for school, everyone's more settled into September. Everyone shudders, September, no. On September 15th, Stephen Lyons will be coming in for an interview. So that should be cool. And moving on now, I mentioned last week that I had been to New York recently and discovered the amazing store called Other Music, where I spent way too much money on way too little music, but, you know. And one of the things I bought there was this CD that I have here, and it's the 1993 compilation from the French International Electroacoustic competition here, and there are 6 tracks on the CD. They're all quite good, but I'm going to be playing 2 for you today. And the first one that I'm going to be playing is by a woman named Evelyn Ficarra, and she's born in 1962 in California and studied in England with Jonathan Harvey and got her master's in 86. And she is at present working on a commission for the harpsichordist Annelie de Man. And the piece I'm going to be playing by her is called Source of Uncertainty. And let me just see here. It explores the juxtaposition of contrasted pure sounds which develop and modify one another. And the sounds you're going to be hearing originally come from an analog system synthesizer called a Buchla, which was made in 1972. And so, let's see. The instrument is described to be sounding warm, gritty, and strangely human. So let's take the listen to this. Source of Uncertainty by Evelyn Ficarra. Hello, welcome back to The Rib. I'm just looking to announce what is coming up. Okay, at 6 o'clock, we have Some Sound with Henry S. Actually, the news at 5 and Cure Fast Track 5:30. Not here today, but that's okay. 7:30, Radio Free Gak with Gary Kay. And at 9 o'clock is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, followed by Vengeance Is Mine at midnight with Trevor Fielding. So, also, talking about New York, I actually went to see Deerhoof play in Brooklyn, which reminded me that Deerhoof is actually coming to Vancouver, and it was a great concert. They are very animated, all of them. And I think they're playing on August 31st at the Malkin Bowl in Deer Lake Park. in Burnaby there. So I really highly recommend that because it was a great show in New York and it would be a great show here too, doubtless. Okay, so going back to our feature today, Bent Spoon Duo, I will be playing the second and last track from their recording from 1067 here. And this one is called Let There Be Musk.
Thank you.
And that was the end of Bent Spoon Duo's CD, Out There in the Sea. If you like that and you want to find out more about Bent Spoon Duo, you can always check out Chris Dodge's MySpace, which is myspace.com/bugincision. Okay, so next we have another track from that CD of electroacoustic stuff that I brought in. And this one is by a man named Akil Pantaleo. And my Portuguese is not very good in terms of pronunciation, but he began his musical career studying actually classical guitar and then went on to play with the contemporary music ensemble Expel Metal. And pretty soon he was composing electroacoustic music. And this piece is called Solidos, and it's like 9 minutes long, I guess, so it'll almost take us to the end of the show here. And let's see here. It says, in ancient times, Democritus thought matter was essentially granular. Solidos is built on that concept. In this composition, digital sounds from a brilliant source of light and ice cubes tinkling have been divided in order to obtain extremely short samples from 7 to 10 milliseconds long. These sound particles are then put into sequence by the computer in such a way as to be so close together that neither they, and not even the intervals between them, can be distinguished, thus creating solid objects. Also, the timbres, the different sounds composing this piece, are formed by a great number of combinations and variations of these particles, instead of finding themselves already there within the sampler as pure samples. They are built up at the same time as the sequences are created. This compositional technique is based on a method of sound synthesis known as granular synthesis. So here we are, Solidos. Okay, welcome back. Only 5 minutes left in the show. If you liked the Bent Spoon Duo, tune in next week because they have a whole other CD here in the station that I'm going to be playing that one as my feature next week. And until then, let's see. I have one more song for you. This one is by a group called Matmos. Or Matmos. I don't know how you should say it. But the CD is called Supreme Balloon. And again, all of these tracks are generated with synthesizers and computers. And this track is the second one called Polychords. Now, so that's it for the show today. Thanks for listening. This has been The Rib. And I hope that you tune in next week. Until then. Thank you.